the beginning of celestial bond in the quiet town of Leora, where twilight lingered longer than anywhere else, lived a young woman named Alara. The townsfolk often said Leora was kissed by the stars, because every evening the sky shimmered with an unusual glow, and the stars seemed to dance just above the horizon. But Alara saw something different. She saw a sky alive with secrets and whispered magic, a sky that beckoned her with unspoken promises. Alara was a dreamer. Her life was filled with sketches of constellations, paintings of faraway galaxies, and stories she wrote about the stars coming alive to visit the Earth. She worked in the small town library, among books that told of myths and legends, but none were as captivating as the stories she wove herself. Stories where stars weren't just distant lights, but beings of wonder and heart. One night, as Alara sat by her window, gazing at the sky, a sudden streak of light shot across the darkness. But it wasn't a meteor. It was something else. A falling star, glowing with an ethereal blue flame, landing gently on the edge of the nearby whispering woods. Filled with curiosity and a strange pull in her heart, Alara wrapped herself in her coat and ventured into the night. The whispering woods were said to be enchanted. Villagers spoke of them with a mixture of fear and awe, saying the trees could speak if you listened closely, and magic flowed to the roots like lifeblood. Alara moved carefully, the blue light guiding her deeper among the ancient oaks until she reached a small clearing. There, lying amidst the soft moss, was a star, a radiant figure no bigger than a child, shimmering with starlight. But it wasn't a star as she imagined. It was a boy, with skin that glowed faintly like moonlight and eyes as deep and endless as the cosmos. His hair sparkled with tiny lights, and his presence felt both fragile and infinitely powerful. Alara's breath caught in her throat. "Who are you?" she whispered. The boy opened his eyes, and a gentle smile curved his lips. "I am Selim," he said softly, "a star fallen from the sky, lost and searching." From that moment, their worlds intertwined. Alara, the girl bound to earth by her dreams, and Selim, the celestial being torn from his home in the heavens. Together, they would embark on a journey that transcended the limits of imagination, where magic was real and love was the force that could bridge the impossible. The magic of two worlds Alara helped Selim hide among the townspeople, but it wasn't easy. Selim's presence was otherworldly. His eyes sparkled with starlight, and his skin shimmered in the dark. The villagers noticed, whispering about strange lights and a new kind of magic in Leora. As days passed, Selim learned about the Earth, its colors, emotions, and the warmth of human connection. He was fascinated by laughter, tears, and the way Alara's eyes lit up when she spoke of her dreams. For the first time in eons, Selim felt something more than the cold beauty of the stars. He felt a stirring in his heart. Alara, too, was changed. Selim's stories of the sky and the constellations expanded her imagination beyond anything she had ever known. He showed her how to see the magic in the night, teaching her to listen to the star songs carried by the wind. Their friendship blossomed quickly, rooted in shared wonder and quiet moments beneath the vast sky. But there was a deeper magic at work, an invisible thread pulling them together, stronger than gravity or fate. Trials of the heart and sky, however, the universe had its own rules. Selim's arrival on Earth had not gone unnoticed by the Celestial Council, the ancient beings who watched over the stars. They saw Selim's love for a mortal as dangerous, a threat to the balance of the cosmos. One night, as Alara and Selim sat on a hilltop watching the stars, a shimmer of light appeared, and an emissary of the council descended, a being cloaked in silver with eyes like black holes. The emissary warned Selim that he must return to the sky or risk vanishing forever. Selim's heart broke. To leave Alara was to return to a lonely existence, but to stay could mean destruction. Alara, too, felt the pain of impending separation, but she refused to lose him without a fight. Determined, Alara sought out the ancient books in the library, searching for a way to keep Selim by her side. She uncovered a legend about a celestial bond, a rare magic that could unite a star and a mortal, creating a new kind of life between worlds. The ritual, however, required a sacrifice. The star must give up a piece of his light, and the mortal must bind their soul to the night sky. The risk was immense, but their love was worth it. The ritual and the new dawn under a sky ablaze with stars, Alara and Selim prepared the ritual. As they joined hands, they felt the energy ripple between them. Magic born of hope, fear, and an unbreakable connection. Seelum's light began to fade, but in its place blossomed something new, a radiant bond that glowed within Alara's heart and stretched to the stars above. The emissary watched silently, the Celestial Council's judgment suspended by the power of true love. When dawn broke, Alara no longer felt alone beneath the endless sky. Seelum's presence was within her, and the stars shone brighter than ever, a symbol of their eternal bond. Their story became a legend whispered through generations, a tale of how love could defy the cosmos and turn a fallen star into the brightest light of all. Between Earth and stars, a new life bound by light after ritual, life where Alara and Seelum changed in ways neither could have imagined. Seelum's physical form on Earth was no longer constant. Sometimes he shimmered faintly, almost like a star reflected in water, and other times he appeared solid and warm, as if the very essence of the night had chosen to dwell within him. Alara discovered that their bond meant she could sense Seelum, even when he was distant, feel the pulse of his light within her own heartbeat. It was both beautiful and painful, a reminder that their love existed in a fragile balance between worlds. Together, they learned to navigate this new existence. Seelum, once a being of pure light, had now a soul intertwined with Alara's earthly spirit. The stars above often whispered secrets to him, guiding his steps, but his eyes always found their way back to Alara. Whispers in the wind, the townspeople of Leora noticed subtle changes in the air around Alara and Seelum. Flowers bloomed where Alara walked, and the night sky sparkled more intensely overhead. Children spoke of seeing a glowing figure dancing among the trees, and some claimed the stars seemed to twinkle just for the lovers. Despite the joy their love brought, the Celestial Council had not forgotten Seelum. The emissary's warnings echoed in the shadows, and cosmic forces stirred. It was clear that the union between a star and a mortal was an anomaly, a spark that could either ignite a new era of magic or bring ruin. The shadow of the Celestial Council one evening, as Alara and Seelum sat beneath the constellations, a chilling wind swept through the woods. The emissary returned, accompanied by two other celestial beings, their forms shimmering with starlight but exuding cold authority. They explained that the council had deliberated and decreed that Seelum must return to sky to preserve the cosmic order. The bond they shared, beautiful as it was, threatened the natural laws of the universe. Seelum stood firm, his eyes blazing with determination. "My place is here with Alara," he said. "Our love does not break the stars. It gives them new meaning." Ilara's heart ached, but she stood by his side. "We will find a way," she whispered. "Love can change even the cosmos." A quest of the starbound heart desperate to protect their love, Alara and Seelum sought out the oldest magic in the land. Hidden deep within the ruins of an ancient observatory atop Mount Solara, a place said to connect the earth to the heavens. The journey was perilous. They faced enchanted storms that tried to tear them apart, and shadowy creatures sent by the council to test their resolve. But with every trial, their bond grew stronger, fueled by trust, hope, and an unyielding passion. At the summit, they found the Starbound Heart, a crystalline artifact said to grant immortality to love that defies the universe itself. But the artifact demanded a price. One must choose between eternal light and earthly existence. The choice of forever standing before the Starbound Heart, Alara and Seelum faced the ultimate decision. Seelum could return to the heavens, his light forever preserved among the stars but separated from Alara, or he could relinquish his celestial form and become mortal, sharing a finite life with her. Alara pleaded, "There is no eternity without you." Seelum's voice was steady but filled with longing. "Then I choose to be with you, even if it means living in darkness without the stars." As Seelum touched the crystal, his radiant glow faded, replaced by a warm human light. He was no longer a star, but man, mortal, fragile, and infinitely loved. A new dawn for love and magic returning to Leora hand in hand, Alara and Seelum became a symbol of hope, showing that love could transcend worlds, break ancient laws, and forge new paths. Though Seelum no longer shone with starlight, the magic within him pulsed quietly, a reminder that the universe had shifted for their love. And in the quiet moments beneath the night sky, they would remember the stars, not as distant lights, but as witnesses to their eternal bond. Eternal light in mortal hearts' life woven with magic back in Leora, Life seemed simpler, but infinitely richer. Selim's transformation from a celestial being into a mortal man had changed everything. Yet their love burned brighter than ever, no longer confined by cosmic laws, but grounded in shared moments, laughter, and dreams. Ilara and Selim explored the depths of earthly existence together. They walked through meadows under sunlit skies, listened to the river's gentle songs, and watched the stars above with a new understanding. That magic wasn't only in grand gestures, but in the quiet heartbeat of everyday life. A love that defied time, though mortal. Selim's spirit retained the essence of the stars. He carried with him a calm, radiant warmth that drew others in, and his presence seemed to heal the invisible wounds carried by those around him. Ilara, too, changed. The bond with Selim awakened within her profound strength and joy, inspiring her art and stories in ways she had never imagined. Together, they created a sanctuary where love and magic intertwined, a place where the impossible became possible and where the universe seemed to pause in admiration. The legacy of the Starbound as years passed. The story of the star who fell to Earth and the girl who loved and became legend in Leora. Elders told the tale to children beneath the same sparkling skies that had witnessed Ilara and Selim's love. But the greatest legacy was not the story itself. It was the magic left behind. Flowers bloomed longer, stars shone brighter, and the air held a gentle enchantment that reminded all who lived there that love, when true, could rewrite the rules of fate. When stars whisper at night one evening, many years later, Ilara and Selim sat once again on the hilltop, where they had first faced the emissary of the Celestial Council. Selim took Ilara's hand, and she felt the familiar warmth, now steadier and deeper, a testament to a lifetime shared. "Do you remember the stars we once were?" Selim asked softly. Ilara smiled, tears shining in her eyes. "We are still stars, just closer to the Earth now, lighting each other's way." As night fell, the sky above Leora shimmered with a thousand brilliant lights, and a gentle breeze carried the softest whisper, a song of love, magic, and eternal bond between two souls who dare to dream beyond the stars. Epilogue. A universe of their own, Ilara and Selim's love became a beacon, a reminder that sometimes the greatest magic is found not in distant galaxies, but in the hearts willing to hold on to each other, no matter the odds. Though they were no longer a star and a dreamer separated by worlds, they had become something far more extraordinary, a living constellation of hope, courage, and infinite love. And beneath the vast, shimmering sky of Leora, their story continued, written not in constellations but in the lives they touched and the magic they kindled forever.